All right. Let's talk to my realtor friends and let's figure out, you know, the market has changed for a lot of you and a lot of things are absolutely different. Meaning, for the last few years, for the last 2 or 3 years, man, it was really, really good. Interest rates are extremely low. Everybody and their mother and their father and their uncle, brother, sister are trying to buy houses. Awesome. But what about now, right? So what I'm seeing for a lot of realtors is they're struggling. They're struggling to figure out how to do business in this current time. And it kind of reminds me of when I was first in the business over a decade ago. You know, when we started in 2009, man, you really had to figure out how to get business, right? And I think if you're not getting the amount of business that you really want to get, it's probably two main things that could be wrong, okay? One is simpler than the other. They're both fairly simple. However, you know, it's kind of complicated, right? Just like life, it's a little bit complicated. So, number one thing that you're doing wrong, or the reason you're not getting as much business as you want in life and business, whatever. Number one and the most important thing, your mindset, your psyche. Something in the way that you think and act, which causes you to take the wrong action or misaction, is causing you not to do business. So the way you fix that is it's a lifetime of fixing. Basically, you go to work harder on yourself than you do at your job. If you go to work harder on yourself than you do on your job, meaning you take some extra time to read every day, study every day, practice reading scripts and studying and practicing your craft, practicing whatever you need to practice to become a better salesperson, practice everything all the time to become better, right? So, and practice your own mental stability and just being more intellectual in your psyche about the way you approach business and about the way that you approach life. If you really start working harder on yourself than you do on your job, things will absolutely take a turn and continue to grow positively. Now, if you're not working on yourself, it's crazy to think that with the same old mindset, you're going to get the new results that you really desire, right? So, number one reason you're probably not being successful as a realtor is your psyche is off, right? So, you really, really, really have to go to work on yourself, right? That means, that means studying, reading, learning, becoming better, meditating, not meditating, whatever it takes. Just keep trying your best to constantly become a better version of you. And the better version of you is the type of version that is going to do more deals, right? The only reason we were able to do hundreds of deals in 1 year is because I became the type of person that deserves to do that type of volume. The only reason I was able to, you know, make a million in commissions is because I became the type of person that deserves to do that type of volume. So for you to become better, it's going to take a lot of work. However, if you go hard, work on yourself, becoming better, becoming smarter, right? Work harder and work smarter, you will achieve the type of success that you want. Now, the second thing that is probably stopping you from achieving the results that you want and is absolutely stopping you from being more and more successful, this one's kind of simple, but the second thing is hard work. A lot of you just don't work that hard. I mean, geez, it's crazy. You never see anybody in a real estate office at 7 a.m. like they would on a regular job, or 8 a.m. You never see anybody in a real estate office at 7 p.m. You know, it's just like crazy. Most of you are in and out between like 11 and 3. If you went and got a regular job, 11 to 3, you would not make any sort of crazy money, right? Unless, I don't know what you would have to do. But if you're finding yourself coming in late, leaving early, not following a schedule, not working that hard, and you want more things to fall on your lap, there's a quote that I really, really love, and the quote goes something like this. The harder I work, the luckier I get. So if you're not working hard, if you're not making outbound calls, if you're not going door knocking, if you're not talking to people all the time, if you're not becoming better and better and smarter and faster and working and actually putting in work, cold, hard hours, if you're not doing that, well, then guess what? That is exactly why you're going to have a hard time in this business. But if you are doing those things, if you're working on yourself, if you're working hard on the business, then I am sure that your business will take an amazing turn to bring in much more business and give you a much better way of life. Because, hey, the harder you work, the luckier you get. The luckier you get, the more money you get, the better your mindset is, the better everybody around you and your circle becomes. So just always remember, work harder on yourself and just work harder in general. And always work smarter, that's a given. But if you focus on those few things, I think your business can really thrive in this market and moving forward in business in general. So just remember, you can absolutely change your business and your life. And if you just do those few simple things, you will probably see a lot of success. So you're welcome. When you see me, say thanks if this helped. If you like it, share it. I am working on growing, constantly taking the extra effort to teach you the things that I know to be true, that I've seen help me in the growth of my business over time. I hope this helps, and best of luck. See you soon.